The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Baptist University, Bahamas First, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Nassau Cruise Ports, Kinder Tau, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
For me to interruption, but he come and look at my design. This coming Friday, and I'm please gonna rock the lawn. You went to see my number one sound round town. I did so Friday evening, boom! The people them tired of working. Bana bana, Lord, them hear the disco playing, boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 liter. And this is DJ Doc Sweeter. See on the drums are up with the echo chamber. Watch your man, play the play. I didn't want the game. Them up to step it with them castles.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. It is a beautiful June 20th, one day from the official day of the introduction of this summer season. I hope you guys are good out there, keeping yourself hydrated. This is just not something that we say. We don't want you to go out there. If you get a cramp behind your leg, you get a cramp, if you feel your eye blurry and all these things, you need water. Water. I know a very good friend of mine. He listens often. His hydration is Bud Light. He needs to stop. I mean, first thing in the morning, I need a Bud Light, Howard. First thing, this is the season that we got to taste a little water, for God's sake. Get a little H2O. I mean, not distilled with anything else, not infused with anything else. But make sure that you get a little water to keep yourself hydrated during this particular time. And make sure you get some very good water also. You can be able to do that. I always get my water. Let me just be decent. I always get my water from my very good friend. He's always been able to provide that and being able to find us in that kind of a position. I've been waiting for him to come down here to do something with me. But, you know, I always get my water from him in those particular areas. And that's Crystal. Crystal Select as being able to assist with that. So that's Clarky Clark. I got to be able to shout you out. When you're ready, let me know. We could be able to do that and get that very hydrating water. He took me right throughout his entire space, and it was a beautiful thing. So make sure you go down there and check that out. He's located on E Street, right? E Street South. You can be able to see him in those areas, all right? So make sure being able to do that. Just wanted to kind of give you like some public service announcement that you got to keep hydrated during this particular time. So it's a hot day. Hell of a hot day. Rode out there out west yesterday to see Mr. Lightbourne. He wanted me to see some windows out there in the airport industry area and whatnot. So he called me after the show. How are they here? The fella's talking with some windows. Come, let me show you what we've got. And so I saw some beautiful windows that they got down there. So I'm waiting on him to kind of do something with us. So we'd be more than happy to kind of put that out there and talk about those things. Guys, it's the season, man. If you got anything, if you're in this kind of a position and, you know, persons are having conversations about whether or not they should go to the States, whether or not they should go here, whether or not they should go there, as it relates to what's happening. And they want to go out there in this kind of a space and find out if they should, should I travel here? Should I travel there? Should I go off and get some stuff for China? There's options, man. There's options. But if you have those things available here in the city of Nassau and nobody know about it, that's your business. That's your fault. You got to let people know about your product, man. You got to let people know. I'm not saying come to Howard, but I'm saying come to Howard. Don't fight me. But I'm not saying only come to Howard. There are opportunities. It make no sense. You're trying to sell us dry rot goods 3 seasons after you buy the thing. Now, come on, man. You need to stop it, man. You're giving us the same Father's Day basket that you gave. Well, this also could be able to be a birthday basket. You need to stop, miss. And all these things in here, these look like y'all used to sell this in 1990. No, man. Let people know about your product. Let people know about the things that you have and use advertisements. You ain't got to break the bank. But being able to do that, you know, a little goes a long way in media, especially if you have the right person being able to amplify your message. I just want to kind of say that to you in those areas, right? Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. 50% drop in major crime. Monroe reports murders down by 9%. Murders are down by 9%. Mother, stepdad accused of molesting teen. It's a peculiar thing that at the top of the paper, we indicate 15% major, 50% drop in major crimes, and just under that, mother, stepdad accused of molesting teen girl. Right, this is the information, and Romer, who is the deputy director general of the Ministry of Tourism and Investment and Aviation, Kenneth Romer, he said yesterday that he's optimistic that Grand Bahama could have a new airport in 2026. There we go again. There we go again. Went from surety to hope to optimism to guarantee back to optimism. This is peculiar. Yeah. This is a hell of a ride y'all taking us on. Yeah, we are gonna sell the thing, and when we sell the hotel, we're gonna find a buyer to be able to do these things. We've already found out that the UK EXIM Bank gave you all $400 million. $400 million. You spliced the $400 million in two. You sent $200 million to various family island locations where you've been able to develop those particular airports and whatnot. I think you did something in Exum. I think you did something in Cat Island, right? I think you're doing something also in Long Island, right? And we commend you for being able to do those particular things. But $200 million from 2022 or 23 was allocated for Grand Bahama. And I'm hearing from Grand Bahamians that nothing happened yet. Now here comes Dr. Kenneth Romer in his particular capacity as Deputy Director General of Ministry of Tourism, Investment and Aviation. And he's saying yesterday that he's very optimistic that Grand Bahama will see a new airport in 2026. Does he know that 2026 is right there? Does he know that? Does he know that the rubble that exists in those particular, it takes time to get those particular things done? Does he know that? Have you been hiring people on Grand Bahama to get these particular things done? Have you put a tender out at least to be able to deal with the demolition of those things that needs to be done in Grand Bahama? Or are we just relentlessly sitting in a space of optimism and hope? Just like how we use hope. Well, I hope Jesus give me this, but you never been prepared for nothing yet. I hope God do this, but you ain't never been. You've never sat in the position of preparation. You've never sat in the position with a surety that when this thing is released, all I got to do is execute. This hope is peculiar. Let's talk about this. And then this could lead into an even deeper and wider conversation as it relates to how could an investor purchase a property for almost $1 billion and don't know how he can bring nobody in? Don't have the infrastructure available to be able to house 700, 800, 900 people a day. That's how much people we used to check in at the hotel. A day. You hear me? A day. We couldn't even take no vacation in the summertime when I was working at the hotel. This was the Alukaya at the time, right? We couldn't take no vacation. Not in the summertime. We take our vacation in September, October, November. You could take a little bit of vacation. By the end of November, you finish with your vacation. Time is Thanksgiving come. Because they're coming back again. So you take your vacation during that particular time. Why? Because we were checking in almost 1,000 people sitting in the manor house lobby a day. This airport can't house these people. This airport here that you have in here, for the most part, has the advanced position of being able to develop those things. This airport can't house those things. So you bought this kind of a problem. This is peculiar. This is peculiar. We're going to add to those conversations and being able to do that. I want you guys to join me in conversation today as we talk about these things. And I want to be able to let you know that I got maybe about 3 telephone calls. Well, I got 2 telephone calls and I made 2 telephone calls myself. And this was after listening to some voice notes from one was from Long Island. I read some information from the gentleman in Long Island. I'm not going to call his name unless he calls me. Me and him spoke, but I'm not going to call his name. I read some information off Facebook. And then I call him. I asked him his position. He said, well, Howard, I'm here in Nassau. Speak to this person. Boom, boom, boom. He gave me the person's name and their information. I called Long Island. And I asked, what was the position on Long Island? And I had a very fruitful conversation. And then turn around, boom, I'm hearing information from South and Central Eleuthera that says the sentiment at Rich is rich, that though there may be discontent with the PLP as it relates to not being able to move swiftly, there is a definite movement that they could appreciate. And as a result of this movement, they've contrasted. This is two islands now. They have contrasted what has not been done with the Free National Movement over the course of 20 years in comparison to what this New Day administration has done with the little time that they had. And they said, as a result of that, it's PLP all the way. My God, we're going to have a hell of a conversation today. I want you guys to join me in conversation 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Garth, say good afternoon to the people. Garth is joining me in studio, guys. Garth, what's happening with you?
Well, Howard Grant, you know, you caught me off guard today. I don't see our new friend, Ms. Gabby, but shout out to you. I appreciate it being on the show with Howard Grant and herself. We have nothing against estrogen, Howard Grant.
No, she did a wonderful job the other day.
Yeah, so I
enjoyed it.
I appreciated sitting in the presence of both of you. We do not act as if we are a know-it-all, that we are omniscient. But at the same time, Howard Grant, when your phone rings at 6:30 in the morning, and you answer like you just said.
I got
said.
Some early calls too. You called me early too.
Yeah, I had to call you early because
I got some early calls.
Too. I trying to figure. I normally put my phone on mute, but the phone keep on vibrating. I know I don't have a vibrating bed, and I say, "My Lord, what's going on this morning?" And so Howard Grant, definitely the election fever's in the air, and you made some predictions, Howard Grant. I want to keep your feet to the fire. You said that the now governing party, the Progressive Liberal Party, is going to need to change at least 10 people. If they are to be successful in the next general election. We've already seen, we discussed with 3 or 4 of them, have already said that they're not going to be contesting.
With clarity. Let's identify the people who have stepped back or who has made a pronouncement that they will no longer move forward.
Your show, go ahead.
Okay? Fort Charlotte has indicated that they won't, and that's Alfred Sayers.
Mr. Alfred Sayers himself.
Okay? Sayers.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Honorable Alfred Sayers.
The very first person who would have been able to make that pronouncement was Mike Howe, right?
Basil McIntosh, the honorable one.
McIntosh, right?
Yeah, for Mike Howe.
Basil McIntosh.
That's Big Warner.
And then we would have heard
Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key.
And then we would have heard North Eleuthera.
That's Sylvanus Petty. Who was the deputy speaker of the House.
Right.
Former water and sewage director.
Which was peculiar for me.
Chairman.
Which was peculiar for me because his language was unorthodox.
Different. Very different.
His language spoke in such a manner that he gave me what I needed to hear to say that he's stepping back. But then in the same breath, he says that he's going to be prime minister one day. Well, sir, you're confusing me.
Well, please, Howard, I just had lunch. I just had lunch, Howard. I'm going to regurgitate my lunch. I don't need to bring that forward.
Howard, tell me, this must be a slingshot. He said,
something in the water.
He pulled back. To go all the way forward, that's the kind of language I'm hearing.
They blame it on the water.
So, McIntosh, Sayers, Petty. from an official standpoint.
Yes.
They've taken those positions.
So that's Sayers, McIntosh, Petty.
Okay, that's the three people.
Okay.
That's guaranteed who said that they're no longer moving forward.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the indifference.
Who was the fourth person?
Was there a fourth person? I think there was a fourth person.
Who said they're not running again?
Yeah. Well, these are the people who are in sort of a murky position with unsurety. Major.
Okay.
Leroy Major.
Okay.
Out of Southern Shores. He hasn't made a definite pronouncement to say that he's not going to do that.
Okay.
However, his language is that of a dissident. Can I say that?
Okay.
His language is that of a dissident. It seems as though he is indifferent, disillusioned with his organization at this particular time, and there may be a step back. So that's Southern Shores, right?
Okay.
We're not sure what's going to happen with Kirk Cornish, right?
Okay.
So we just wait to be able to hear that and see exactly what's what. That's North Abaco, okay? And these are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then there is one more, which was Patricia DeVoe.
Okay.
Patricia DeVoe is in Bamboo Town. And we have not heard whether or not she's going forward. What have you heard? What have you heard on the streets?
I heard that she's just facing some health situations. I don't know.
Really?
If it was long-term or short-term. I do understand that she has an interest to return to frontline politics. And rightly so, because most politicians, once they enter the House of Assembly, Howard Grant, by all means, you would like to have a second term, because what does a second term merit you?
Yeah. You need your pension.
You need your pension. And so we're looking at her trying to get her pension. As to her health condition as a Speaker of the House, I've not heard...
I haven't heard anything from an official standpoint.
In terms of a Speaker of the House, I've not heard of Speakers of the Houses returning for a second term after being the Speaker of the House.
No, that's... you serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. Oh, well, you serve and you've identified...
But you're not able...
And then collectively they vote and choose that you're going to move in that particular direction.
But... The Speaker of the House doesn't really have any, institutional power to hire like a staff of people. Like if you were the Minister of Tourism or the Minister
staff.
Of Work.
They have a staff.
What?
House of Ministry had a staff. She has a staff.
For politics? For the House Assembly?
Yes.
Okay, so how many people are you going to hire in there? Let me hear this.
I don't know. I think they may have staff about 5, I think.
Homeboy.
I'm not sure.
You're talking about 6,000 people now. What are you saying to me?
No. You.
No. Stammer. When you're BIC, but when you're BIC, you can get at least 20 jobs out of BIC alone.
No, don't convolute it. As the Speaker of the House of Assembly, her responsibility is to ensure the administration of what's happening with the members in the House of Assembly.
Okay.
So there is a clerk, there's a staff, all these people come under her seat in that particular capacity, the Speaker's seat.
Okay.
So she has the carriage over these particular persons and the administration in the House of Assembly.
Okay. So.
What you mean effective?
You're dealing with people in the constituency who are asking you for employment. They want opportunities. You now have to... I know who you are, Howard Grant. I know you would be able to say, Mr. Minister of Voice, I need at least one or two positions from you. Tourism, I need 1 or 2 positions from you. Water and sewage, I need 1 or 2 positions from you. BIC, I'd like to have 1 or 2 positions from you. Because you're the type of person who's going to network. We have not seen that from a Patricia DeVoe, have we? We've not seen that from many of the people who are the speakers of the House. They've almost stood alone.
I've
not seen a repeat nomination or a repeat voting of these individuals in the House of Assembly.
Including Kendall Major.
Okay, then. So what do you want to tell me?
Including Kendall Major. Now, the Speaker of the House...
That's a funny position. You're almost going in for 1 term only.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So what do you want to tell Garth? If you offer me the Speaker of the House position if I just won the election, boss man, I almost cussed you on your own radio. I tell you, boys, keep that. I need that.
Let's think about the.
I need that.
To the speakers. I think it was Alvin Smith, and then
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
It was
from Nassau Village.
From Nassau Village,
Moultrie.
The house in Moultrie.
Okay.
No, let's go back in order, right? Who was there before Alvin? On Eleuthera. What's his name? Oh, Lord.
You don't even remember.
No, I remember. I can't remember his name.
But he ain't that important.
I can never forget him because he had...
You forget him now.
He had a tape-up.
It don't matter. You forget him because it ain't that important. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
The way he cut his hair, he had a tape-up.
Jesus,
right?
Lord, what is man trying to tell me today?
He had a peculiar hair.
Today's Friday?
Yeah, today is Friday.
You tired a little bit, so don't try for some break. It is not that significant, oh, son. Listen, right.
Somebody text me, tell me his number.
Howard Grant. You just won 8 Mile Rock. Congratulations. Guess what?
I don't want to be Speaker of the House.
So that's what I'm trying to get at you.
I don't want to be.
Offering that to you, sir?
No, sir.
We can make sure you're in charge of the House.
No, sir.
You get to control everybody in the House.
No, sir.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
But you know something? To be honest with you, with a position, let's say hypothetically, Howard Grant, you win the constituency of Long Island, and we want you to be Speaker of the House, I may consider.
When you're going to lose your seat, unless they say to you, now Howard, we got one kin who need a seat, and they could move you then.
Long Island people ain't like that.
But you could survive.
This is the information that I got this morning. I had a very in-depth conversation.
I think I stopped in Long Island, because Long Island was the first phone call I got this morning at 6:30.
Yeah, I can go to Long Island, by the way.
Well, let's stop at Long Island.
We get there before the end of the summer. We can do a documentary. We can do some stuff.
Dance Ruhos.
Very quick conversation that we had this morning. We're looking for the support to go down to Long Island to show the innovation of how people do things on their own without the expectation.
Independently.
And waiting for governments to be able to do for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're understanding that there is a narrative of shift that's coming out of Long Island that says they're discontent with the Free National Movement's lack of progression.
Boss man, if the chairman of the Free National Movement is planning on going down there, trying to pull a slick fast one on us.
That don't sound like that's happening no more.
No, if he go, I want him to know the same cut of it over in Elizabeth.
That doesn't sound like it's happening.
Waiting for you down in Long Island.
That sounds like it's happening.
I mean, that's the way it sounded to me this morning on the phone.
No, that's the PLP
is now positioning themselves that wherever you run.
But they don't have a candidate. They haven't identified a candidate in Long Island.
Boss man, you haven't identified any candidates for the Free National Movement.
The PLP has not identified a candidate.
They don't need to.
I asked whether or not my friend Tyrell Young, right, would be running. This is the strategic conversation I had with persons this morning.
We can run and you, man. You're the right color, you know.
We don't know.
You're the right color, you know.
I'm not from Long Island, though.
Yeah, that's all right. You're the right color.
I got to go.
And you're the right size.
And find out more information.
Them Long Island people, some heavy hitting people.
Yeah, I know.
Loretta style.
So I asked, and I got to find out, I got to know more.
You're going to know nothing else.
How to run the sheep and do this. I don't know nothing but Long Island.
No, you're not know your sheep. Stay away from the sheep.
I got to find out.
Boss man, stay away from the sheep.
I don't know nothing but
Stay away from the sheep. That's all I can tell you. Don't touch the
sheep. It sounds like they're discontent and disillusioned with the Free National Movement. And between my telephone calls and these voice notes, there is a rousing sort of position that says the Free National Movement, and I say this with grace and with politeness.
Yeah, very gingerly.
I say this gingerly. The Free National Movement needs to reevaluate its position and look at its strategic officers to be able to move forward.
Hallelujah.
Have
we not been saying this for the last few years?
That was a polished thing.
Yes, and
I say to you now.
Very diplomatic.
And very diplomatic.
Yes, sir.
In comparison to what I heard today.
Yes.
Because it was very brash.
Yeah.
Harsh.
And they think we hate people.
Strong.
We only trying to build a foundation. We only trying to tell you what we see and what we hear, what we know. And I told this to you from the time Mr. Pintard went to England with Brave. He came like a different man. I don't know what happened in England. You can break all you want. I don't know what happened in England.
This heavy what you said.
Maybe the tea, maybe the crumpets. But I ain't going to England with nobody and coming back different. I locked my door at night.
I can take a quick commercial break, guys. I want you all to join me in conversation wherever you are. Join in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. We're just talking about the national position and trying to identify that, are you ready for the next general election? Have you made up your mind if you're going a particular color or you're voting for the individual in the constituency? Let's have a good conversation. Gonna be back after this.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties. and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Eat, sip, and shop at Nassau Cruise Port. Discover our authentically Bahamian stores where you'll find great local brands like Bahari, Vita Cayo, My Ocean, Bahama Handprints, House of Assembly, and World of Great Clip. Or shop for unique gifts like organic honey, Christmas ornaments, and more. Enjoy a family fun day with great food and drinks from Bamboo Shack and Island Post. Tour the Bahamas Museum of Junk Canoe and grab the best conch salad at Gallery and Wine Bar. There's something for everyone at Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
Now let me see. 326 ETIC. Hello, hello. This epic Eckerd battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road too.
Praise the Lord! It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the family island.
Join us for the Pulled Pork Festival at Arawak Key, June 21st, 3 p.m. through 11 p.m. Enjoy a delicious day featuring a variety of Hispanic cuisine and Bahamian dishes, all inspired by a farm-to-table theme. Savor the flavors and explore a vibrant culinary showcase. Whether you're a food lover, a family looking for a great day out, or a fan of live music and competitions, this festival has something for everyone. Tickets can be purchased online, cashandgobahamas.com. /event-tickets.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. If you're out there celebrating a birthday, say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Guys, get yourself prepared, man. We talked about this. Tomorrow is the Pulled Pork Festival for Bahamas Baptist University College. It's going to be at the Arawak Key, starting from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. The prices are $8 for kids, $20 for adults. They have a great competition going on, limbo dancing, with a boy named Kumo Smith. With them fans, they're going to have the whole thing, line dancers, the whole thing. It's going to be really cool, man. So enjoy yourself. I gave away some tickets yesterday. Make sure if you're one of the persons who want a ticket, please come down here. I put maybe about 6 to 8 tickets downstairs. So come down here, pick up your ticket. Just ask the reception to be able to do that for you tomorrow. Enjoy yourself and your weekend with your family as you go to the Pulled Pork Competition 14. It's an infusion of Hispanic and Bahamian flavors, ideas. You can be able to win an entire hog. You could win the whole hog and 2 cases of beer. My God, if that's your thing, go out there and enjoy yourself with the Bahamas Baptist University College as they continue to be able to enlighten us and expand their territory significantly. All right, we could be able to do that. Now, guys, listen, give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. Good day, Howard. I watched Garth on the show last night, and I know Garth is a PLP, but he don't have to go on TV campaigning for them. Why is he always hitting on the FNM? Tell me something. Did the PLP roll out their candidates as yet? Ask Garth. That's a question, God. Answer the question. You hear the people.
All right. Guess what? I don't have to be a PLP. I don't have to be an FNM. I don't have to be...
They didn't say you have to be a PLP. They said they know you is a PLP.
Okay, so let me ask a question.
And that you are campaigning, but you ain't got to do it on national television.
So let me ask a question. Who paying me then? I ain't got no money for it. I don't get no money for being on radio. I here because I love the Bahamas. Just like how you said on the last show we was on, we are here for the Bahamian people. And I'm only telling you what I see. So why am I getting a text from Long Island telling me that they used to be an FNM, but now they're going with the PLP? Well, I got a text from Saudi Lutra and Central Lutra. Tell me they used to be an FNM, but now they's a PLP. It ain't me, and if I am so influential that people are listening to me, then I ask you, how great is my influence over your leader? You almost caused me cuss just now. I had to fold my lips. How influential am I over your chairman? How influential am I over your deputy if I am the person who cannot leave the FNM alone and I am campaigning? Then show me your strength. I keep telling you, get off your butt and get to work. I keep telling y'all to focus. Y'all are all over the place. Y'all are not organized. And I told the FNM supporters who we respect, they are our family, they are our friends, they are our co-workers, they are our neighbors. I said to them with respect, I said, y'all need to change your leadership. See, y'all, because we talk straight now.
Okay.
Because anyhow, no Howard Grant, anyhow, your leader lead me down to the path of defeat, I can fire you. Me, I can fire you. Whether it's the PLP or the FNM, I'm firing you. Because you people, you behaving people, do not deserve leadership of such. Ever since I've been observing you all, I've only spoken the truth. I've not been PLP, I've not been FNM, I've not been COI. The COI accused me, oh, you don't talk enough about us. The FNM say, you're always beating down on us. But when I said Bray was traveling too much, and I hear you say no amen. When I said the PLP has not performed for the last 4 years, I didn't get no amen from you. And then I said to you, if the Progressive Liberal Party gets out of the gate, Howard Grant, if they get out the gate and you have not yet opposed them, I said to you, it'll be hell for you to get back in this race. And I guarantee you this morning, Howard, I got to say this today. Because y'all didn't do what y'all supposed to do, I guarantee you, you're not going to see the government house or the government for the next 10 to 15 years. I'm asking you.
The Free National Movement sits in a position of opposition.
They've said no opposition.
So you say if they have not opposed them, the Free National Movement position is opposition. They have not performed in that opposition.
So what
capacity.
They fighting me for?
It's a different story.
If your people ain't perform, what you fighting me for? I ain't your enemy. Your enemy is your leadership. Nobody is going to lead me, Howard Grant, to defeat.
Their enemy is their leadership?
Yes, sir.
That's heavy what you do.
Listen to me.
Sir.
Michael Pintard, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and Dwayne Sands got to be the greatest PLP on God's earth.
This is too much.
I care what you tell me. They giving it to them on a the platter.
So this is heavy.
It ain't me. It ain't me. It's your leadership. If it was Hubert Ingram, I ask a question. If it was Hubert Ingram, would it have been different? Yes or no? Yes or no? If it was Minutes, would it have been different? Yes or no? But it is Michael Pintard, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and Dr. Dwayne Sands. That is your trifect. And your trifect right now is leading you on a path of defeat. Now, you are a sensible Free National Movement member. You are a sensible Bahamian. You tell me if you are going to continue in this particular vein, if you're going to be victorious. There is no default coming your way. You, Howard Grant, and I spoke about this. There is no default to get in this election. We the people, we demand more. And if there's no default, then it means we got to stay the same. There's nobody to vote for. The PLP has 32 people in the seat right now. They don't need to find nobody. They got 32. You only got 4. Because you can't count Long Island. We ain't sure with him yet. So tell me how 4 people can win the government then. You tell me that. Tell me how 4 people can win when Lincoln Bain got with 32, 36 people
ratified.
Ready to... Yeah, ratified. You ain't got nobody ratified.
He ratified people and he kick out a vision.
Yeah. So where you is FNM, you blaming me? I ain't nobody.
Yeah, they cussing you, by the way.
Boss, they could cuss me. They could plot on me. But guess what? The God I serve could tell you, through the spirit of the living God, you ain't nobody because you ain't got nobody. I ain't telling you that. I ain't scared of you.
This is the FNM you're talking about.
I ain't talking to them because they failed.
They failed.
They failed. And stop trying to see. You people call it a Christian nation, and you all love God so much, but you all tell so much lies. I hate people who lie, because a liar is a thief, and a thief is a murderer. You all people can kill, man. You all are non-effective. You all are non-present. You had your fair. I told you, have your people at your fair. How much people see your fair?
No, hold on now. Last year, last year they were on. They had some good heavy momentum.
You was there. I was there.
Spilling out of the convention.
Yeah.
They had
good. I love the convention.
Rich
momentum. I loved it. Iron Lewis was there at the convention.
Rich momentum last year.
Yes.
Right? And that was during the fair and right into the convention. And what we said, how long could they maintain this momentum?
We said that.
Yeah, we said that. They said.
How does their people's hugging you? The woman hugged you so tight. Yeah. Your wife looked at me and said, I can bust a tail. I can't bust a tail like that again. I can talk to business. I was there.
Yeah, she giving
the people it. Love you in the FNF, but these people think we're their enemy, and we've been trying to tell them all you got to do, Howard Grant, give Howard a call. Give me a call if you don't know what to do. Call somebody.
No, don't call me. What you call me for?
Let me tell you why I said that.
No, I don't want no call from them.
Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you. We were here on this air. Howard Grant, I so appreciate you for bringing on this air, because we could go back in history, and me and you, we don't forget. Hubert Alexander Ingraham stood up at the funeral of who? Whose funeral that was?
Most recently?
Yeah.
John Boswick.
Henry Boswick.
John Henry Boswick, yeah.
Did he not say the same thing we've been saying on this microphone? So why you think I say enemy?
Hold on.
What?
He has almost said verbatim what we said.
I noticed.
Hold on. For the past four times he's spoken publicly, including when I said Hubert Ingraham would not run anyone in that by-election, and then the information came out that says he gave a call to Michael Pintard, and Pintard decided to go contrary to that, right? Anton's took on a very strong position and indicated that if Hubert Ingraham steps on the stage, and me and Anton had a lengthy conversation about this, I had to call him offline, right? If Hubert Ingraham steps on the stage, like he did for Hubert Minnis, then this could shift the entire dynamics of the next
election. That ain't happening no more.
I said that it's not going to happen anymore.
That ain't happening no more.
That's not going to happen.
That time done.
Because Hubert Ingraham's language has already shifted.
His currency has now been simply...
I don't know whether or not his currency is entirely moot. I don't know if
not entirely. Because of generational change, it is not as significant as it was before.
Yeah, but he keep putting his money behind a particular horse. He keep putting
horse
his
back.
Money behind
the horse.
You want
a horse break his leg when you do the horse?
Yeah, but...
Shoot the horse.
No, oh Jesus, you can't
shoot the horse. Shoot the horse, man.
You can't shoot the horse.
Howard Grant, I love you to death. Listen to me, Howard Grant. Listen to me. Them people just raised my blood pressure just now. Listen to me carefully, man. I am
more cuss in here for you, by the way.
I don't care what they got.
Read the cuss, sir.
Read the cuss, then. All right, this is your show.
Read some more cuss.
Cuss God, please.
Yeah, let's
cuss
see,
God.
Let me see what this one says.
Tell me I'm a liar.
This is, we keep forgetting that nobody wanted Minnis. It says, it was so bad. I remember when Warren McCartney was saying that we can't stay in this team status quo. It was a clarion call for the FNM to be disgruntled, the PLPs, that the things could not continue. Then Hubert Ingraham crossed the stage. It says, the bad government with all the power and all the money can't defeat a mosquito in opposition in this country. Now let's be clear about some stuff. All right, I can say this to y'all. I need y'all to hear me today.
I want to hear you.
I want to hear me.
They won't kill me. They won't beat me. They won't beat me.
Everyone believes that that kind of a rabbit in the hat, right? That kind of your ace in the hole is Hubert Ingraham. Okay. That cannot be anymore. Hubert Ingraham put all his political collateral on the table. And he said, I'm all in. And for the first time, I, Howard Grant, have ever seen in the clarity of my mind and politics in this country, Hubert Ingraham wear another man's shirt. Not just the FNM shirt. More specifically, a shirt of a candidate. When he put all the collateral on the table and say, Dwayne Sands is my man. You remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dwayne Sands did not win.
Okay. Now, I caused that? Or you caused
no,
that?
No, anybody caused that.
Oh, no, who caused that?
No. This is just...
Be decent, man.
The nature of
be
things.
Be diplomatic.
Okay, so let me say this is the nature
no,
of
no,
things.
No, be honest. Be friggin' honest, man.
You got
be honest, man.
Let me finish what I have to say. So he pushes collateral on the table behind Dwayne Sands.
Okay.
Dwayne didn't win. And he says,
why
well,
went?
I didn't, he said, well, I was
why
fired.
He went?
Let me go.
A poodle can't run against a greyhound, Howard?
So he says, well, I too was fired from the Free National Movement. I was too fired from my government at one point, and then I came on to be the prime minister of the country, and I believe that Dwayne Sands could be the prime minister of the country. So he put all his collateral on the table behind Dwayne Sands.
Okay.
Okay? Dwayne did not win that particular season.
Okay.
Dwayne went to convention, he found himself in a position, and he became the chairman of the organization. If the organization is going to be absolutely honest with themselves.
Honest.
If they're going to be honest with themselves. Not
yes.
With, not with me, because you
honest.
Don't have to be honest with
honest.
Me.
Honest, yes.
You don't have to be honest with me.
Yeah, don't be no liar.
That ain't my business.
Do not break the commandment
of
God.
If you're going to be honest with yourselves.
Yes, yes.
You could realize that
yes.
This may not have been the best decision that you would have
but
made.
But that's your decision.
But that's the decision.
Yes.
And you have to live with your decision.
And only you, that's yours. That ain't mine.
Decision.
That's
okay?
Yours.
And then he put him back there twice.
Yes.
Okay.
And you try it.
So he have to retain this position.
Why?
From a political standpoint.
You don't have to.
He has to.
No.
I tell him, me and him had this conversation.
All you got to do is repent and be saved.
No. He
repent
has to
and be saved.
If Dwayne Sands is not strategically in a position of leadership in the Free National Movement, his political collateral, the little that he has, will go to naught.
Okay, I agree with you.
This is his currency.
I agree with you.
His currency is his proximity and his position of authority. Like he says, the CEO of the Free National Movement. Okay?
The CEO of
the Free National Movement.
Chief Executive Officer, yes. Okay,
so in that particular capacity...
Not the leader, the CEO. No. He's the CEO.
Yeah, he's the CEO.
I got you.
Okay? So
he's the CEO, what the leader is?
I don't know, the COO, I don't know, who knows? I don't know how they said
that. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Based on him, right?
Well, anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so as we identify these things and we structure it, we realize that Hubert Ingraham, over the course of the next several public discussions, has taken on a position with clarity. I support the Free National Movement. When Kai Mills asked him, are you a consultant for the PLP? He quick back, he said, hey, I ain't no consultant for nobody. And then he came back to the forefront and he says, well, you know, it has always been a difficult thing to be able to find jobs for all these fellas, man. I don't want to see it like that no more. And we got to be able to be more balanced in our approach and be able to look at it. This man on the campaign trail. On the campaign trail, having a conversation of inclusion and being able to ensure that the political landscape is diverse enough to be able to... Now, this is a good conversation to have when we're on the campaign trail. However, we come for blood today. And Hubert Ingraham, in his capacity with the political collateral that he has, stood up on the stage when Ricardo Grant behind him going to election in a by-election says...
Yes.
Maybe we should really consider how we do this thing going forward.
I love it. Go ahead.
And then he comes back.
Uh-huh.
Then he comes back at the top of when we see this. After he'd already said what he said. After he said what he said. And it came out in the papers. And he said there was a private conversation. So forth and so on. Then he comes back. John Henry Boswick passes away. And then he says, to the victor goes the spoils, and that will be to the hungriest persons. Y'all keep calling and saying you want to do this, but I ain't seeing you register nobody. I ain't see you hungry. I ain't see these things. In so many words, he is saying to you, you're not ready.
So can I put in scripture now for you? In Jesus' name? You cannot put what? Old wine in what?
New wineskins.
Thank you very much, Howard Grant.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take this quick commercial break. When we get back, we can dive deeper into the conversation. I see your numbers. I see all those things. I see God was hot. I try to be able to cool it down with a level of balance because all y'all believe that Hubert Ingraham is the ace in the hole. And I said to you, Hubert Ingraham language is a language of neutrality to right-size the country. He's no longer in a position of authority in this country as it relates to being able to vie for victory. He has an attachment to the Free National Movement. He has an affection and a position in the Free National Movement. But he know that the nationalistic mind that he is, that came in politics, he got to set this thing straight.
He's a PLP.
And it has been warped too long. Supermajority over here. Supermajority over there. We can't survive like that. We need balance. And that's what he said.
Hubert Ingraham is a PLP.
You do know.
And this fellow over here, Michael Pindar, he's also a PLP.
Let me take a quick commercial break. You're doing too much. Quick commercial break, guys. We're
going
to be right back after news.
The Foundation.
BK NASA and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King NASA's 7 locations and enter to win online at bk242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Living paycheck to paycheck? At Fidelity, we can help you take control of your money, build savings, and create a financial future you're proud of. And we'll do it free of charge. Transform your financial future with our coaching sessions today. Make that move. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Beep.
No one likes a fender bender.
Oh, man.
From a little scratch to a full mashup, NUA Insurance has got you covered with auto insurance tailored to fit your needs and budget. For assistance, visit us online or in branch and just ask us. NUA Insurance. Ask us because we've got you covered.
Because you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enter to win online at bk242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, at 96.9 FM radio. The lines are lit right up. I know you guys are going to be able to dive into this conversation. I can read a couple of these texts before we go to the lines. You can call in today, 322-316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Howard, the level of anger that shows up in God's voice whenever someone confronts him about the Free National Movement is very telling.
I agree.
Garth, please try to be fair and balanced.
I hate stupidity. I don't care. I hate stupidity.
No, hold on, mate.
I'm displeased with that.
Wait. Who's stupid here?
Whoever trying to accuse me of being the person that I am, you don't know me. You don't know me. So carry your tail down the road and flying sensei. I ain't got time for that, Harvard Grant.
It says, Howard, tell God, take his time.
Take time for what?
He's running up his pressure. They tell me that.
Well, I appreciate your love and support, pray for me. Pray for me, because these people keep on putting nonsense. I don't like it.
Hubert Ingraham was not the point. The point was how weak the Free National Movement was in 2017, and the PLP, with all the power, could have completely swept away against a mosquito. Well, they did get a jump start. The mosquito did get a jump start.
Okay, so
Hubert Ingraham jump start mosquito.
Even if he didn't, it was what it was. But even, okay, if you only had four PLPs in the House of Assembly in 2017, explain to me the present performance of the Free National Movement today then. If you was that victorious, if you were that overpowering over the Progressive Liberal Party, who was regionally respected in this region, the entire Caribbean, As a force to be reckoned with, tell me now how you are now performing as the Free National Movement. I am not in charge of the Free National Movement. Howard Grant, you are not in charge of the Free National Movement. Who is now in charge? That's what I want to know. And based on your now performance, I only have one question I came in here to ask today, Howard Grant. I want to know who the next leader of the FM is going to be, because this one ain't going to work. I don't care what you tell me. Ooh, see, you're trying to make me out to be the villain, but I telling you straight up, I ain't easy today.
Sir, this is
my birthday coming next month, July 14th.
Excuse me.
I can be 56.
Sir.
God promised me three score and 10.
You said,
70. I got 14 years left, and by God, I ain't giving it to nobody to be no liar.
Sir.
I won't go to heaven. I can tell the truth.
Sir.
I can tell the truth.
You said that you're not a villain.
No.
But this is villain-esque posture today.
You think so?
This is a villainous posture.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Use a man of God.
Yes. for Jesus' sake.
Has God told a lie?
I couldn't say
no, lie. No, has God told a lie?
I couldn't say a lie.
Ask them who accusing me, have I told a lie?
I couldn't say a lie. I ain't gonna say you lie.
However, for the day I started on your show, I tried to help the FNL. I tried to give them information that could assist them to become stronger. And you know what they did to me? They were crucified and called Jesus, feed 5,000, and turn water to wine, and heal the sick and the lame.
Before
and
they
want Barabbas.
Before
they listen to nonsense.
Before you take the beam out of somebody else's eye, you must take it out your own.
So ask me a question.
You sweep around your own front door.
Let's talk about 2017 then. Has the FNM ever given me a dollar? When there was a power.
I don't know nothing but your business.
Okay, good. Has the PLP ever given me a dollar?
I don't know.
Has the COI ever given me a dollar?
I doubt that.
Last time I checked, Howard, I called you last week. I said, got stung how many times in my body? 40 times, right?
Okay, yes, you did say that.
I make my own money. Huh? Next week, I go fishing in my boat.
Yeah, he just gave me two. Did I tell the people? You gave me two.
Tell them how hard it's work.
Two quarters.
I don't owe nobody nothing.
Two nice quarter B, honey.
Whether PLB, FNM, DNA, every A and A in the world, IAI, whatever the hell you want to call yourself. I was the leader of PNC and realized I get cut up. Why? Because it's only PLB and FNM. So what you want me to tell you? I'm going fishing. I'm going to make my money, Howard Grant, and I encourage every Bahamian to do what? Go out there and find your own money. Don't depend on no government. PLB, FNM, COI. Go find your own money.
That's a complex conversation you're having because
all of
us still have to find our own money, but we still have a responsibility.
And you know why I hate you so much?
We still have a responsibility to community. Vote.
You, from the foundation, I said you when Gabby sat right here, and I said, you know, what I like with Howard Grant, and you said, talk in your business. Howard Grant is about building the nation. Did I not say that?
Yes, okay.
I said that, Howard Grant. And I'm now saying to these people, the only reason why you hate me so much, who are Free National Movement people, because you're looking for something from the Free National Movement, and I promise you in Jesus' name, you ain't going to get it this time. I'm asking you this. Don't blame me. Go talk to Jesus.
Let me take a telephone call.
My Jesus, man. Yeah, of course, being run hot in this place.
We'll get some water. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Right now. How y'all doing?
All is well, Anton.
Dad, what's going on?
I won't talk to him, Bob. I love you, brother, but I won't talk to him. I'm done with these people. These people ain't making no
sense. He didn't yuck his glasses off. Go ahead, Anton.
No problem. Good afternoon to the nation. Yeah. Howard, I made double points. Let me just make them, please, because when you interject, you always cut me short before I complete my points.
Okay, Anton, go ahead.
Okay. God, let me remind you, and I'm speaking now as a Bahamian. I'm not speaking as someone who is a believer in any political party. I'm speaking as a Bahamian. Let me remind you, God, as a man of the cloth, although you may not be serving in the pulpit, you're still a man of the cloth, and so are you, Howard. There is the story of David and Goliath. There's the story of David and Goliath. That story is still real today. Don't take it for granted. No matter how you may get in your vexation,
who are you voting for, Anton? Let me be rude. Who the hell are you voting for? Let me hear this. Who are you voting for? I don't want to hear all of that. How are they going to cut you today? I cutting you. Who are you voting for, Anton?
Don't take Anton.
No. I don't care, man. Trouble in the studio. Who are you voting for, Anton? Anton, who are you voting for? I don't hear nothing today. You're trying to make me into a villain? Who's Anton Thompson, my friend? I know where you live. I know your people. Who are you voting for? Anton, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but you get a little answer.
Call security. Throw me in the studio. Who are you voting for, Anton? Anton, who are you and who are you voting for?
Go ahead.
I don't like this nonsense, man. You playing games. I want to know who he voting for, because you can't talk up against who you're voting for.
Howard Grant.
Go ahead, Anton.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Anton.
I don't speak, and I don't care about who likes or who doesn't like me. I could care less about that, okay? I don't care about what you think or what you don't think, right?
Go ahead, Anton.
The bottom line is that David and Goliath's story is as real today as it was yesterday.
Okay.
Whether you're in your feelings or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, and to get into the points that I want to make, Owen, if Prime Minister Davis, and this is why I say, I could care less whether you like me or not. I'm going to speak what God puts in my heart, mm-hmm. whether it's for or against the PLP. Mm-hmm. Okay, and on that backdrop, Owen, mm-hmm. if Prime Minister Davis doesn't cause the action, not talk, necessary for the well-being of PLPs, i.e., in addition to that, put a stop to things in his government which are shortchanging the PLP. Example, continually enriching the already rich, allowing the side dealing to take headlines to the detriment of the integrity of the PLP, to the detriment of fairness and decency in the PLP, etc., we will not win the election. As what occurred in previous elections, people will take what you throw at them, because that's all it is right now. People will take what you throw at them, whether it be scraps or not, or nothing, and either vote you out and or not show up to vote for the PLP. Howard, I'm getting close to the end of my point. If and when this happens, it's in the control of the Prime Minister. If and when this happens, it's solely in the control of the Prime Minister. So, PM, if you don't come forward and put a stop to the people who are operating in your shadows, they will cause your fall, your failure, your downfall, right? And the beneficiaries of what would be a huge fallout with Bohemians, in particular with PLPs, will be Michael Pintard. Whether you accept it or not, God, whether you want to verbalize it or not.
God had to step out the building. He had to go catch his breath. I think
that's the reality. That is the it doesn't matter. I'm certainly here because the Guardian has speakers throughout the building. Okay? The next general election in the Bahamas is the progressive liberal parties to lose, not the FNMs to win. Despite all of whatever talk any talk show host may promote, it is for the government of the day to lose, not for the opposition to win. Okay? And if we went to election today in the PLP, we are not ready, despite appearances. I believe in real talk.
Yeah, and I do also, Anton, I do appreciate your telephone
call. Again, but this note, I would, one more point, please. A credible, this is the most important part, a credible and a believable leader of a worthy organization can cause for a change in government. And if another wins, they will be in office for these 2 to 3 terms. Believe it or not, Howard, from what I've been listening to, and I listen with objective ears. I don't listen with PLP ears. I don't listen with no FNM ears. I listen with ears as a Bohemian who's looking for a future in my own country also, who has children as well that I have to think about in my utterances. So you don't get me to just run along with no nonsense. Listen, believe it or not, the FNM has found their voice. That's something Prime Minister Davis needs to watch closely because people are listening. If you don't impact them personally and directly, you can feel it at the polls. Thank you for the opportunity. Howard, God bless.
Thank you, my brother. I'd like to know what this voice is that the FNM has found, but I'll wait to hear that. Let me take this next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
All right, let me just try to turn this radio off right there. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
See, Alan Johnson, yeah. I won't repeat what Anton says because he said a lot and kind of what I wanted to tell God. You know, we have a voting population of about 220,000 individuals, of which 190,000 was registered before. We often use the demographics of 40-40. I put it more into the 30, so let's put it at 30-30. So just off the instance, you have 60,000 FNMs and 60,000 PLPs and 60,000 independents down the middle, and the rest is disbursements. Independents could be those who may support a political party but not as hardcore in their objective of getting rid of the political party. And so unless you actually can survey that demographics, which the rest of the Liberal Party and the FNM has been doing, and you know, within every aspect of those, there's always going to be information leakage between those two parties, right? And so I was just going to tell God is that he should actually try, if he has the influence he has, to talk to somebody in both parties. And if he speaks to the FNM, just say, hey, tell me what you all have of the PLP and what you have of yourself, and do the same thing to the PLP. And you'll see that this race is not as close as it is. And when you stick to what Anton has said, this is why you see the PLP has abandoned their concept of promoting their successes and has begun to focus singularly on one man. And that is because of their survey coming back that says the same amount as the people who said they have not been touched, the same amount of people says in a mono-immunogenic.
Hold on, wait. Who is the single man that the PRP seems to focus on?
Michael Pintard.
Their opposition is on Michael Pintard.
Right, because there's 60-something percent in their survey, professional survey, and the same amount of people that Mr. Davis mentioned, listen to what he said. You know the numbers. He said 67% of the people are not feeling our programs. That 67% is what told him they will go with Michael Pintard. Okay?
Hold on. See, Alan, you're my guy. And because you give me statistics, I like to talk like this with you. Now, the Free National Movement has not identified, outside of the men that sit in the House of Assembly, they have not identified, nominated, ratified anyone in the various constituencies. Okay, that means that 35 constituencies sit abandoned out there and not necessarily have an individual. They have people. They have a contingent of people going
there. We have to run over that.
Let me build it. I'm trying to say to you, they don't have another opponent. The PLP don't have anyone else to be able to go. Why? They might be there in the next general election. St. Barnabas may not be a seat in the next general election. Right, that's one on the deputy. You wouldn't focus on the deputy.
Not the deputy. Listen to me, please.
I'm saying to you that the PLP's only position right now is to be able to put the heat on Michael Pintard. He is the only sure person in the Free National Movement.
Let me give you. See, I'm simply saying this, right? You and God in your other shows have made argument about people vote for parties. You've made argument that people vote for what the plan. You can't argue unless you want to argue against your own argument. It's acceptable. But let me understand this. Let's go. I can come back to that. But let me go back to the people. If the people are not feeling you, in spite of what you tell them they should be feeling, they already know that in a choice, what is the other choice? That you have to have governance, that you must make a choice. Okay? So it isn't, and as much as we like to think that somewhere in one of these constituencies, that's a hammer, that the decision, those people in there, is fighting to decide who is the best man between IRM, the FNM, and the PLP people to change the country. They would be looking at the leadership and its policies. That's what the survey was trying to determine. Why did you think Brave Davis them spent $300,000 or more on T-shirts that made it about Brave Davis because they're trying to bring a profile up? It's a political strategy. Think about it.
That didn't work in 2002 with Hubert Ingraham.
No, I want to come back to that, but let me listen to God. I want to come back and I'd say one more thing about you guys like to use the number statistics, but more specifically about 2017. Because I only remember three MPs in the FNM in 2017 that beat all of the PLP.
See, Alan, let me say this to you. I respect your brain. I respect your ability to process. I respect your ability to present. See, Alan Johnson, if you gave me that rhetoric as the CEO of a company, I will not invest with you. And I respect you. See, Alan, listen to me. I heard you. See, Alan, I listened to you. Please listen to me. I do not want you to put your personal integrity in the place of...
Let me answer you.
Listen to me. I'm not talking for PLP. I'm not talking for FNM. I'm not talking for COI. This is Howard's show. I'm going to get back the microphone. But once again, I am a human resources major. I read people. As a former pastor, I have something called
The Guardian Radio.
But guess what, Seattle? Let me tell you something that you don't know. There's something called judgment. And in 2026, let me tell you what's going to happen to you. I will say it loud and clear, but I can say it decently. Cut friggin' hip, eh? You can get that. And after you get that, I don't hear from you no more. Because you won't be stubborn. Be stubborn all you want, but there is no room for me for people who are not able to reason in a rational way.
Let me take a break. I appreciate you. See, Alan, you can be able to hold on if you'd like to. But I'm going to take a quick commercial break, guys. I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to be able to be a breather. Let's take it from there. Quick break, guys. We'll be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their stop by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ, and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information, or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can print services from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
When you are hungry and on a tight budget, don't settle. Make the only choice and head on over to Wendy's and grab a biggie bag. Choose from a day's single, classic, or spicy chicken with a junior fry, regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $9.95. Fat inclusive, order one today that is made fresh especially for you when you order it. Wendy's is fast food done right. Certain restrictions apply.
Join us for the Pulled Pork Festival at Arawak Key, June 21st, 3 p.m. through 11 p.m. Enjoy a delicious day featuring a variety of Hispanic cuisine and Bahamian dishes, all inspired by a farm-to-table theme. Savor the flavors and explore a vibrant culinary showcase. Whether you're a food lover, a family looking for a great day out, or a fan of live music and competitions, this festival has something for everyone. Tickets can be purchased online, cashinbahamas.com/event-tickets.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Okay, guys, we're back jamming the way that we are on this beautiful Friday. This is reminiscent of the Fridays where we try to be laid back, but it's kind of tumultuous in this kind of space, right? Always grateful for this. Happy to have this kind of a conversation with you. I think the impassioned positions here represent the desire to be able to see change in this country. And I think the target is on the back of leaderships, FNM, PLPs, and otherwise, the target exists on your back. But there is a line in the sand between those that support you and those that oppose you. That's just what it is. And so you would always find persons helping you out if they support you, and those persons seeking to be able to dismantle your position and pull you down from your throne if they don't. So this conversation is no different. But I want to say this. I just want to be able to add to what C. Allen was saying. Based upon his statistics, I couldn't understand his argument. If the PLP has gotten 60%, if they got a valuation of 60% that says, we're going to have difficulties and favor, and they've decided to be able to pour their energy against Michael Pintard. Michael Pintard, for all intents and purposes, is the only sure seat as it relates to being able to be ratified, nominated, and being able to step forward. Let's be decent, okay? Not just Michael Pintard. Kwesi, if they're going to be able to run Kwesi again. Kwesi, Michael Pintard, and Adrian White are the only three that's already in the Free National Movement at this particular time. The chairman, in his particular capacity, has not identified whether or not he's going to move in one constituency or another. We're still waiting on that, right? Based upon political strategy, based upon history, based upon how things have happened, based upon the manipulation of this particular seat all the way back in 2012, going into the general election, I'm sorry, in 2016, going into the general election, St. Barnabas' seat exist.
Possibly.
It's, but listen, that's the that makes logical sense. If the seat was designed strategically for Cheryl Bazar, if the seat was to be able to identify the strength of various polling divisions to be able to shore up Cheryl Bazar.
Yeah, because it used to be
and the Free National Movement win it, and then they win it again, then why would you take the chance? And that's, it don't make sense to me. To me. Now, you could call this gerrymandering. You could call this what you want. But if I have an opportunity to be able to go to the position. That's me.
How would they hate you for these things?
It don't matter. This politics.
No, but the silly season.
I come here to win.
They try to make me into an idiot and into someone who's bitter, right? They try. Let me know what the FNM has been doing. Let me be honest, Howard.
You think that Shannon Cartwright is not well aware that he may not be in this position, even if he is? I told him already, and I spoke to the entire nation, that I'm watching Michael Halkidis take plays from your book, the book that in the same constituency that he sits. Whilst Michael Halkidis sits in opposition, he's taking those plays because he's in a strategic position and he can empower people with the same opportunities or even better that Shannon Cartwright provided them. So you as a deputy have to now be aware of what is happening out here.
He is.
Okay, so he's aware.
He's aware.
All right, so and I don't think he... I don't think he's weak. I think he's strong, and wherever he goes, will be.
He's likable.
He'll be an asset, of course.
He's likable.
He is extremely charming.
He's likable.
And he has the wherewithal to be able to be a victor in this space, no matter the constituency they put him in.
Okay, he's likable.
He'll do well.
Yes.
Okay. However, all I'm saying to you is that the seat ain't guaranteed now. Okay, so we got to take him off the board. Now, you look at Dwayne Sands. Dwayne Sands don't have a seat.
You can't say that.
There's no seat that he's identified to say.
He said he's not. He going back and he listened to what he said.
He couldn't say that.
Which means he said that and he was on the campaigning. He was campaigning
tongue in cheek.
A few months ago, he was campaigning.
Probably tongue in cheek.
Howard, let me tell you, let me talk to these people 1 minute. I love you as a little brother, but let me talk to these people a minute. Howard is talking sensibility. We are in the silly season. You can make me to be angry. You didn't send text that I petty. You didn't send text to say that I don't. I should be on national radio. Let me say something to y'all people.
Don't cuss the people, please.
I ain't cussing them. I love these people. Hey, I don't have to be light. I just want to be honest. Can I be honest? People, you've been fighting me for 3 years. Everything I said, your beloved leader, Hubert Ingraham, repeated. Yes or no, Howard Grant. You hate him too for saying what I said? Do you hate Howard and I for having these types of conversations with you?
Somebody texts me right now and says, how you realize that no other talk show on Guardian Radio talks against any political party? Are we talking
against... We ain't talking against... This is what I'm saying. These people ain't... I don't... Anyway, I surrender. You all want me to take a break? I can take a break, you know. I don't mind taking a break.
Howard, I'm loving this unleashed Garth.
No, I ain't unleashed. I am very much...
You need to go put that back on. if you ain't unleashed, you need to fix that. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard Grant.
Hey.
God Rosebud.
My brother.
Sir, I like that passion that you have here today. I want to comment on four things quickly. One, C. Allen Johnson is a character.
Yeah, but don't assassinate. That's our friend.
Don't assassinate his
character.
That's
our friend. That's our friend. That's our friend.
Go ahead.
As I see it.
Uh-huh.
He has a hold after Michael Pintard, those get beat. So he can go into play and do some plays for them.
Listen, don't do that to C. Allen because that could turn right back on you.
So you could comment. Torn.
Oh, he getting placement. That's our friend, but he getting placement today. Why?
My name, Julian Ferguson.
Julian, don't do that today, Julian. Julian, Julian, I can let you go. You come here to talk with people. Talk with party. I thought you were going to talk with Patricia DeVoe. Or Denley.
Right? Oh, Jesus.
You come here talking about people, you need to stop. Way much you talk about people. Because you could be in the same position. If you want to assassinate their character, allegedly, they could say the same thing about you. Don't do that. We ain't doing that today. Let's take an next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, my brother. What's up?
God, you calm down yet?
Long time I drink. I drink
eat water. Five cup of water.
Yeah. God.
Yes, sir.
The fire shut up in his bones.
Which election the campaign slogan was? It's a matter of trust.
That was about 2007, eh?
And
going into 2012, then? Yeah.
What happened then?
Well,
they won.
Some things was done, and we
okay,
trusted
this
them.
This one be a matter of trust,
yeah,
and truth.
Yeah.
How much truth?
No. It ain't never be no matter of truth. No politician desire to tell you the truth.
Freedom
of Information Act hasn't been enacted, and we ain't getting no answers, right?
So it ain't a matter of truth. It can't be a matter of truth.
We can't get the truth. That's what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, good.
Okay.
But, God, I can ask you one thing.
Yes, sir.
Tell me something. Between Michael Pintard and Brave Davis, mm-hmm. which one you trust the most?
I can let you go on that one. Go ahead. Answer the question quickly. You're taking too long. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. You all right?
All is well, my brother.
God, take a deep breath, man.
I just did, but I was trying to be diplomatic. It's Friday.
God, I am 62. I've seen some elections.
Yes.
But look here. You don't gamble on none of them. I never forget.
Don't put your house up.
I never thought that an independent was going to get beat like that.
In 92?
I mean, that deep boy. Look
92, that was kind of sad.
I mean, some big guys going down, you know.
Yes.
It was like David and Goliath.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. And them numbers, like, for instance, let's say if Adriana had 3,500 something votes, right? I say, I already got it. But I hear the next day, 5,000. They were getting annihilated.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
The opposition at that time, going into that election, were they organized?
Yeah, well, they were organized. Matter of fact, they were organized. Yeah.
They were organized. Did they wait till a year or less to get all the candidates?
No, but hold on. But see, it ain't like that, you know.
It was working from
the Bahamian people. They tell me, I hear what you're saying, but it's not too late for either party right
How
now.
How so? Explain it to me.
No,
Break it down.
Listen, the Bahamian people, they don't worry about that part, you know. Once these people announce their candidates, that's what it is. Don't worry about that part. Bahamians are very, but I tell you, I've been in this world long enough. They're very peculiar. Whenever they're ready, they can have the candidate. That don't concern me. The Bahamian people can decide who they want.
So 10 minutes. Answer
who late, who's short. That don't matter, God.
Listen to how
I answer this. Let me ask you this question straight. Let's be straight.
Let's be honest.
Let's cut straight to the point.
Yeah.
Who you see winning the next general election?
Well, to me right now...
Mm-hmm. Straight now. Don't go around the curve.
No. It ain't a matter who see. It's very close for me.
Ooh,
I can't determine.
You hear Nassau with us?
That's right.
Okay, good. I appreciate the call.
It has reached that point.
Okay.
Right now, although the PLP feel that they may be ahead, but right now, based on the ground, boy, this thing could go either way.
So who you voting for?
What?
Okay, when I say voting for, I'm not talking about a party, you know. I'm talking about a candidate. Have you identified a candidate?
No, I haven't identified
why not?
A candidate.
No, why not?
You're
trying to drive home a point. Why not?
No, because... For me personally, I want to see what their slates are.
Okay, right? I'm with you so far. Don't mind me being a little pushy because we short on time.
No,
you know who the PLP candidate is? I just asking so far.
No, right now.
Who's sitting in the seat?
No, right now, uh-huh. None of them are being ratified yet, you know.
No, I said, is there someone sitting in the PLP position right now?
What?
Where you are?
What?
You don't have to call no name. In your constituency, is there a representative right now?
No.
What you mean no?
No. I'm a representative right now.
Alfred Sears is there.
Yeah, but he's gone.
Okay, hold on. Okay, he's gone, but he's there now. I'm talking now. Does the COI have someone?
No, I think you have Travis Robertson is eyeing the area.
No, I'm not eyeing. I'm talking about vetted and given a nomination. Does the COI have somebody in there right now?
I haven't heard
anything.
Yes, they
do.
They do. Okay. Now, has the FNM ratified somebody in your area?
No.
That's
no,
all
no.
I'm saying. You
no,
can't
no, no,
fight for the FNM
is,
and being nobody there.
No, what I'm saying is there's nobody. Okay, right now, from the PLP and the FNM side, there's nobody ratified yet for the area. But as you know, and I know, Travis Robinson is pushing for the area. I don't know who the PLP. So there's nothing in that area yet. I can't tell you.
Wow.
And like you said, CAI, whatever the name is, fine. I didn't even know that.
I appreciate you
calling. All I know is nobody's there yet.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let's go to the next call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, well, I'm in Carmichael. God, hey, God, do them, I mean,
yes.
Passion this morning.
Home turf. Go ahead. Carmichael, I like this. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm in Carmichael,
yes.
Right? And we are, the person running inside this area,
yes.
Right? Who I know I'm voting for,
yeah.
Right, is Charlotte Green, who already been ratified for the
COI.
Position of independence.
Okay.
I just wanted to make that clear, right?
But she's ratified.
She, yes.
Okay, good.
And she been on the ground now for a while, so at the end of the day, the PLP...
You got cut?
No.
You ain't got Michael.
Because while people might not hear the COI or being supported probably by the media, the PLP in the FNM are facing a battle that they never
okay.
seen before. Hello?
I don't want to deal with the outcome of the election. What I'm interested in is this. The
yeah.
COI has a ratified candidate, yes? More than likely, just giving analysis, more than likely, Keith Bell is going to return to fight for Carmichael, yes or no? More
yeah,
than likely.
More than likely,
okay, good.
He is planning to do that. Yes,
that's what I'm saying to you. Now, out of the FNM camp, who is the candidate ratified or that you can now identify will be the candidate?
They can't
well,
say that.
I can't say if she
you
was,
can't say. So what I'm saying to the FNM is how I can fight for you, talk for you, bat for you, encourage you if you ain't got nobody. That's what I say to these people. And these people try to make it look like it's a PLP. They got to
no,
be some...
But that's,
Jesus, Lord, help me, Matt. I mean, you got ghosts sitting in these seats, and you want me to fight for the ghosts?
No, but see, my brother, that's only the fear, right? And they need the support in any way they can get it. So they
boss, now, give me somebody. Okay, guess what? Why don't you go dig up Cecil Wallace Whitfield in the grave and put him in there?
You're doing too much now.
Somebody, anybody.
Listen.
Just give me a name.
You're taking it too far.
I agree with you, my God.
Thank
you. Because,
Jesus
listen,
Christ,
this,
man.
Quick
you're taking too long.
Point. This is the last point. But God, this is the third time.
You cut yourself, man. What happened to your phone?
Yeah? Hello?
What happened to your phone? Go say what you got to say. 2 seconds.
Yeah. This is the third time I think the FNM announced that they was going to bring their candidates. And it's a failure. So I'm going to wait on the fourth time. You guys have a nice day.
I appreciate you guys. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back. Right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected. Live your life. It's good to be alive.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Ever find yourself lost in a sea of car insurance options, wondering which policy is right for you? At NUA Insurance, our team of experts is ready to steer you in the right direction. Need affordable rates or customized coverage? Ask us. Have questions only seasoned pros can answer? Ask us. With our top-notch service and years of experience, we've got the answers you need to drive with confidence. So why wait? Visit us online or in branch at NUA Insurance. And just...
9 FM. Fresh news. Smart talk. All day.
Bye.
foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, 323-623-3254-316-325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796 on the text line. Here's a text. It says, good afternoon, Howard. Sounds like Garth took Anton's contract. He's showing his hand. The text is coming through, right? He says, no, I'm not a party loyalist. I'm a card-carrying swing voter. This is a text that's coming through. Mm-hmm. Right? Persons are taking on a very strong position. I just want to have a very clear conversation today. The conversation this was sort of a springboard off of something that God said last night on another space. Okay? You were very strong in another space last night. With condemnation, fire and brimstone upon the leadership of the Free National Movement.
No, not condemnation, encouragement. Encouragement. See, that's why people mistake encouragement for condemnation. When the Lord says repent and be saved, people say, oh, who's God to say I need to repent? That's the problem we got in the Bahamas. You all say you're a Christian nation, but you all are not honest. I'm saying to you, let's start from a point of honesty. Howard, let me ask you a question. You're a builder. Let's talk about the foundation. When you're building your foundation, Howard Grant, can you cheat the cement? Let me hear this.
No, you can't do that.
If you cheat the cement, what's going to happen to the building?
Imperfections. You could be able to lose the integrity of your building. You've got to be able to make sure that you're strong.
Okay. I'm only telling you, make sure you put enough cement in your building. And these people mad at me for saying that. You know what they're saying? I only got $3.
What we're having, as we look at the Free National Movement, is that they too are waiting.
For what?
They're just waiting for a decisive position. They indicated that it may have been an issue with Minnis before. Now Minnis is no longer on the table. We could see some of the other issues that have come to the forefront.
There was blame Minnis for everything before all this.
Yeah, but Minnis is gone now. So
he's supposed to be gone, but he's still there. They still talking about Minnis, and now they're talking about God.
Who we can blame now?
Who they can blame next? Now, this is what I want you to keep in mind, Howard Grant. I want you all to hear this. 1977, I keep going back to 1977, because we're going out of 50 years earlier. It took the FNM how many years from 77 to 92 to win the election? If you all drop the ball in this election, I am saying to you again, 77 may just be repeated. You're looking at 10 to 15 years before you see the House Assembly again.
Who, Free National Movement?
Yes, sir.
I think it'd be 10 to 15 years.
They got to find a leader. So tell me who the next leader is.
This is too short of a time for me to be able to have this kind of a conversation with you. If the Free National Movement doesn't find themselves victorious, then they'll go to leadership. And leadership is, and I believe that if I'm going to be very honest with you.
Please do.
If I'm going to be really honest with you. Please do. Without being able to sound idiotic.
Please do.
Right? There always has to be, in my view, a plan B to politics.
So who's the plan B?
No, it ain't who's the plan B. It's what is the plan B.
But these people ain't talking about what. They talking about who.
Yeah, but who doesn't matter.
What who does matters. Matter? They just told me that's the who.
No.
Let's talk about the what then.
So the plan A is the who, and then the plan B is the what.
Who's the what?
Okay.
What's the what?
Okay. Who's the what sounds better. Okay, let's do this. Now, plan A, Michael Pintard, victory. Michael Pintard now has...
Let's just say he loses.
No. Let me cook it up, right?
Okay.
Michael Pintard now has the autonomy of the Free National Movement to identify the people that he wants in various constituencies. So essentially, we could say that, you know, we choose the democratic process is existing in each one of the constituencies that identify their own particular persons. That's really not true. Okay. And I don't want to make it sound like they're lying, but we know that parties have a way of being able to steer certain people.
Yes.
Because essentially you're looking for synergy.
Yes.
You're looking for people who can work well with the leadership,
yes,
who carries the same vision, the same passion, and has that kind of proximity to carry out what you desire.
I agree.
So leadership, which is Michael Pintard, has his strategic hands in every one of the constituencies to identify what our expectations are. Okay, if that doesn't happen, the what I expect is for Dwayne Sands to identify himself in a constituency that is a Free National Movement constituency, and that they don't go to victory if they don't find themselves victorious in 2026.
Okay.
Then there would be a graceful bow out, and I think Michael Pintard has that kind of integrity. He would gracefully bow out because he'd given it his all, and he was unsuccessful. He would gracefully bow out, and as a result of bowing out, once Dwayne Sands is in a strategic position, then we could be able to see the what fold unfold.
Why do you keep going back to Dr. Sands, though?
Yeah, because Dr. Sands, because Hubert Ingham already didn't tell us that Dr. Sands, he'd like to see him as prime minister.
So why are you blaming me?
No, ain't nobody blaming you.
Yesterday blaming me for Michael Pintard's deficiency. You telling me Ingham focused on Sands. I tell you I focused on the effort of building themselves up to a point where we can have a great democratic fight. Are you still going back to Dr. Sands in the future?
I am saying that this is inevitable. If you don't get plan A, there has to be a plan B, C, D.
But plan B is subtracting from plan A. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Plan A right now is not unfolding the way that it needs to. We are not seeing people in the constituencies.
It cannot, because plan B pulling away from plan A.
Just heavy what you're doing.
You're talking here about parasitic relationships. Ain't no truth in this. From the time the man gave you the master plan of plan B waiting for plan A to fail. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Man, why are you trying to make me into a liar? And I'm stupid. I am a man. I'm a learned man. I'm an honest man. I'm a decent man. I work for myself. I hustle for myself. Last week, I got over 80 stings in my body because I didn't get honey. You got 2 bottles of my honey downstairs.
I can drink that. I can have some nice tea tonight with that.
I ain't get that from talking fool.
No.
I trade all 400 beekeepers in this country. I spend my own money, my own government money they pay me. I give half of that back to the people of the Bahamas. I ain't no thief. And I ain't no liar. I try to be honest, but guess what? I understand I'll be crucified for an hour, Grant. But the reason why I sit with you, because I'm not afraid of you crucifying me, because there's a God above, and I look for my salvation from him and not from friggin' you. That's it. That's the truth. I straight. Where did I get a PLB contract, FNM contract, COI contract? God, Roseboro, I want you to know this. I came to this country with 10 cents in my pocket. Look at what God has done for me, and look at what he continues to do for me. My trust in the Bahamas is in God, not in you.
Let me take a telephone call before we get in here. Carl, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Wait 1 minute, just to make my point. Howard, the 67% I spoke about was not given by the newspapers. That survey was given by Mr. Brave Davis.
Okay.
That the 67% of the people was not satisfied with what he was doing. I saying to you that came from a survey that showed that 67% of the people surveyed chose Pintard over him. Second point, there were 3 people in opposition when Perry Gacklish was defeated. In fact, Michael Pintard, y'all could take the position, Michael Pintard has 1 person against him. Guess what? Minutes had 7 against him sitting in Parliament 90 days before he had no platform and no candidates. And we could go back for the same thing with
PLP. And Hubert Ingham push him over the threshold of victory.
But let me just I don't want to argue that point. But you know, but Gasparo, right? Let me tell you how much confidence I have in your statistics. I have as much confidence in your statistics and in the coalition winning the seat as you did with the People's National Coalition.
So I'm saying you see, Alan, respect to you as our brother. I want to talk to you the day after the election, then we can talk. I want to talk to you before that. I don't want to talk to you no more till after the...
Let me get the last telephone call.
On the Guardian Radio, September 16 would be the election date, right? 18 months on Guardian Radio on Michelle's show. And guess what the date was? The 15th. I was off by a day. Sorry, I was wrong.
All right, we can talk again. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Hey, Howard God.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
Everything good. God, I agree with you wholeheartedly with your soliloquy earlier, man.
You
have to know who you're voting for, God. And God, I've been telling my uncle in that camp. I've been asking him every day what's going on with that camp, man. People waiting to see what they can do. You understand? So it made me go back to my corrupt party, man. You understand?
Your corrupt party?
Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Says, God.
I appreciate that.
Somebody say, God, I will buy some honey from you. This is a Texas culture, right?
Yeah,
Say, hello, Howard. Tell your co-host they're very thin-skinned. Sad to see that he disrespected you on your guests, right? Sad that he disrespected you and your guests. This is a caller that's coming through.
Yeah, whatever.
Let him know that the people will disagree with him. He doesn't have to have all the answers. It doesn't matter that the candidate is not presently nominated yet. Okay. I love the FNN. Time to vet their candidates. Every citizen has the right to support the candidate of, the, of their
Amen.
Choice.
Yeah, Amen. Yeah, yeah, Amen. Yeah, yeah. It may fight you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have the choice to be able to support the candidate of your,
yes.
your choice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All we're saying you. Is that the FNM just got to present us to candidates. That's it.
Okay.
For me, Garth, I appreciate you being able to be here with me.
No,
today.
I appreciate you.
For me, I just want to be able to say to you that this is not sort of a fight against the Free National Movement.
No.
Or a fight for the PLP. That's not my position.
No.
But the truth is that there is an expectation, a yearning, a desire
of decency
of our country, right? For us to be able to identify the way forward. That's,
yes,
all.
That's all.
We need to know who we choose and who we vote
yes.
for.
Yes.
And we don't believe that an unstoppable government or a government of a new day should wait with all the ways of old. The traditional concept of waiting 90 days before the election before you gave us the formality of what our expectations could be going
that.
Forward. You can do it now. You can do it now. And you can be able to be the change that you envision.
Yes.
I appreciate the opportunity, guys. Thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in today. We're going to see you on Monday. God spare our lives right here on
The Foundation.
The Foundation.